Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on Dildi and Apache Style Transition Framework for Smoky Warehouse Jungle and Old School Drum and Bass Vibes. Today we are not just making a track change sections, we are making it feel like the room shifts, the energy tightens up, and then the drop hits like a proper rave system inside a damp warehouse. That means we are focusing on resampling, movement, atmosphere, and tension, using only stock Ableton tools and your own audio. The big idea here is simple. Instead of grabbing random risers and generic impact sounds, we are going to make our own transition material from the actual drums and bass in the track. That gives everything a more authentic jungle feel, because the transition belongs to the groove. It feels cooked into the tune rather than pasted on top. First, set your project around 172 BPM. Anything in the 170 to 174 range works well, but 172 is a great classic starting point. Then set up a few tracks, a drum break auto track, a bass track, an atmosphere track, a transition resample track, and a return track for reverb or delay if you want one. If you prefer working in session view at first, that is totally fine, but once you start shaping the build into the drop, arrangement view makes the energy curve much easier to hear and see. Before we get into transitions, you need a basic jungle or DNB foundation. Keep it simple. Load in a breakbeat loop, maybe a kick and snare layer, and a shaker or ride for movement. Loop that for 2 or 4 bars. For bass, use something rolling and solid. Waveable, operator, or analog all work well. Shape it with a low-pass filter, a short amp envelope, and a little saturation. You do not need a finished bass line yet. You just need enough groove so the transition has a place to land. Now think like a transition designer. In Smoky Warehouse DNB, a good transition usually does one of these things. It pulls the filter down into the drop, it reverses and swells into a hit, it creates a fill with chopped breaks, it throws a delay tail, or it makes the whole thing feel like the energy collapses for a second before coming back harder. For this lesson, we are building a simple three-part transition. Tension rise, impact or fill, and drop re-entry. Let's start with the heart of the whole thing, resampling your own drum fill. Take your breakbeat and create a short fill at the end of an 8-bar phrase. You can cut the break, move a snare hit, add a ghost kick, or reverse one percussion hit. Keep it raw and slightly unstable. That slight instability is part of the jungle character. Now create a new audio track called something like resample fill. Set the input to audio from your drum break track if you only want the drums, or use resampling if you want to capture more of the full output. For beginners, it is usually easier to route audio from the drum break track and set monitor to in. Then record a 1-bar or 2-bar fill. Once you have recorded it, edit the audio. Trim away silence, line up the transient cleanly, and consolidate the best part if needed. If it sounds too clean, do not panic. We are about to dirty it up. Add a processing chain to the resampled fill. A great starting chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, redux or erosion, autofilter, and then reverb or hybrid reverb. On EQ8, high pass somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz so the low rumble does not clutter things up. If the fill feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want the snare to crack through more, add a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz. Next, use saturator with about 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn on soft clip. This helps the fill feel thicker and more aggressive without getting out of control. Then add drum bus for extra weight and attitude. Keep drive moderate, crunch subtle, and use boom carefully. Too much boom can make the fill feel floppy, and we want punch here, not mush. Redux or erosion can add a bit of grit. The key is to use it lightly. You want texture, not total destruction. Then use auto filter as a movement tool. Automate the cutoff so it starts lower and opens up as the transition progresses. Finally, add reverb or hybrid reverb to push the fill back into a warehouse-sized space. A decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds, with a fairly dark high cut, gives you that smoky room feeling. Now let's make a reverse swell. This is where the transition starts to feel like it is inhaling before the drop. You can duplicate the resampled fill and reverse it, then place it before the main impact. Another great option is to put a large reverb on the fill, resample the tail, and reverse that tail. That gives you a custom whoosh that feels much more organic than a stock riser. Process the reversed swell with auto filter, echo or delay, and utility. Let the filter open slowly. Use echo on a sync setting like 1/8 or 1/4 with moderate feedback, then cut it off before the drop, so it does not smear the groove. Utility is useful if you want to widen the swell a little without messing with the low end too much. Next, create a bass impact transition hit. In DNB, Bass often tells the listener that the drop is coming. Take a short low bass note, print it to audio, and chop out the cleanest transient. Add a tiny tail of saturation or delay if you want. Then shape it with a EQ8, saturator, blue compressor, and utility. Keep the deepest sub controlled and mono. High pass anything below about 25 to 30 Hz. Use saturator with soft clip-on and a little glue compression to hold the hit together. This should feel weighty and focused, not bloated. Now we can use one of the easiest and strongest transition tricks in the lesson, the filter suck. Put auto filter on your drum bus or music bus and automate the cutoff from open to closed as you approach the drop. You can also increase resonance a little during the tension bar. Then, right on the drop, snap it open. That kind of movement is a classic old-school DNB and jungle technique, because it feels like the arrangement is being carved by energy rather than just edited by clips. To really sell smoky warehouse atmosphere, add an atmosphere layer. This can be vinyl crackle, room tone, crowd noise, distant machinery, rain, wind, or any kind of gritty background texture. Process it with EQ8, auto filter, reverb, echo, and maybe chorus ensemble if you want some movement. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, so it does not fight the bass. If it is too bright, low pass it a bit. In the break, bring it up. In the drop, tuck it back down. The atmosphere should feel like the club is breathing around the beat. Now let's arrange the whole thing into a simple 8-bar framework. Bars 1 to 4 can be the full groove, drums, bass, and a low background atmosphere. Bars 5 and 6 can start closing the filter and thinning out one element, maybe the hats or a layer of percussion. In bar 7, bring in your resampled fill and maybe increase the reverb send. Let the bass briefly duck or stop. Then in bar 8, land the impact hit or bass stab, maybe even a short moment of near silence. That tiny pocket of space makes the drop feel much bigger. Then the next phrase comes in full force with drums, bass, and atmosphere reopened. One really important thing to remember is that transitions should serve the groove. If the fill sounds amazing on its own but makes the drop feel awkward or late, simplify it. Timing matters more than complexity in DNB. The best transitions usually feel like they belong to the same rhythmic universe as the main break. Also, do not rely on one perfect bounce. Resample in small passes. Print a few messy versions. Try a dry version, a wet version, a distorted version, and a reverse-only version. Then pick the best one or combine a few of them. This is how you get the lived-in, cooked, authentic feel that works so well in jungle and old-school styles. A great long-term workflow move is to build an audio effect rack on your resample track. Make one clean chain, one gritty chain, and one spacious chain. Map macros to things like filter cutoff, drive, reverb wet dry, delay feedback, and stereo width. That way, you can quickly shape different transition moments without rebuilding the whole thing every time. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, do not overload the transition with too many effects. If everything is huge, nothing feels huge. Second, do not use only preset risers and expect them to carry the vibe. Resampling your own drums and bass gives you much more character. Third, keep an eye on the sub. Too much low end in the transition can blur the drop. Fourth, automate something. A static fill just sits there. Movement is what makes the energy shift feel alive. Here is a quick practice exercise. Build a 4-bar transition using only stock Ableton devices and your own resampled audio. Start with a 2-bar breakbeat loop at 172 BPM. Print it to audio. Reverse the second bar and place it before the fill. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff downward. Use saturator and drum bus to thicken the sound. Record a bass hit and place it on the last beat, before the drop. Add a short reverb tail, bounce it, reverse it, and layer it underneath the transition. Then arrange the final 4 bars so the drop lands cleanly after a moment of tension. If you want an extra challenge, make one version that feels cleaner and more old school and another that feels heavier and more warehouse. Compare them and listen to how much the saturation, reverb, and silence change the emotional impact. So to recap, resample your own drums, bass, and FX. Use auto filter, saturator, drum bus, echo, reverb, and utility. Build transitions in layers. Tension, fill, impact, and release. Arrange them over 4 or 8 bars. And use space, silence, and automation so the drop hits with real attitude. If you keep resampling and reprocessing your own material, your transitions will start sounding more original, more textured, and much more like real jungle and DNB culture. Keep it raw, keep it rolling, and let the warehouse breathe.